Exclusive, Dr. Ben Carson, Democrats own the housing crisis. As they infused millions of people into U.S. society. By Hannah Knudsen on August 10, 2024. Democrats own the housing crisis, as they have infused millions into U.S. society via illegal immigration. Dr. Ben Carson, former Secretary of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development under former President Donald Trump, suggested during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Host Matthew Boyle asked Carson about one of the biggest issues Americans are facing, which is the cost of housing under the Biden-Harris administration. Kamala Harris is the driving force of a lot of these policies, Boyle said, noting that many people cannot afford to buy a home or raise a family in the country. Well, recognize that there's a couple of factors. First of all, he's infused millions of people into society, and they need places to stay, also, so the competition for these places goes up. Which, of course, drives the price up, Carson said, likely referencing the Biden-Harris administration's open border policies, which have brought millions of illegal aliens into the U.S. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Dr. Ben Carson, August 10, 2024. And then you look at the inflationary spiral, what's causing all of this inflation? A number of things, he continued, pointing to the fact that the government pumped trillions of dollars into the economy, explaining that what happened is essentially the economics 101 formula for inflation. And then what we've done with energy. With energy costs, the price of gasoline goes up. The price of operating a trucking business goes up. And those costs are passed on, and this country is dependent upon transportation of goods through trucking, Carson said, laying out the issues. So, if their prices increase massively, everybody else's prices are going to increase massively. Also, he said, pointing to the domino effect, which caused this huge housing issue under Democrat leadership. Carson also recognized that most homeless individuals either have mental problems or drug addictions, explaining that the Trump administration would address those realities. His remarks coincide with those of Arizona U.S. Senate hopeful Carrie Lake, who told Breitbart News at the Republican National Convention in July that illegal immigrants are taking a massive toll on the American people, particularly the younger generations. Related, Carrie Lake discusses her Arizona Senate race. And, even more than that, we have 12 million people who poured in. They have to live somewhere, and the government's putting them up. Sometimes hotels, sometimes they're giving them subsidies for apartments. Even if they're not, we're having to compete for those apartments with him, she explained. And when you have only so much supply and you have so much demand, prices go up. That's exactly why housing is unaffordable for young people, she added. Related, migrants waiting for entry to Roosevelt Hotel. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.